Hey there, I'm Melissa Batt, the host of Priorities on Purpose, a podcast for overwhelmed women who are tired of going through the motions. You know there has to be more to this life than the cycle of numbing out, scrolling social media, exhausting yourself with a never-ending to-do list, and still feeling like a failure at the end of the day. You have hope that tomorrow will be different, and I'm here to help you make sure that it actually is. I'm a Christian life coach, and on this podcast, we talk all about intentional living, mental health struggles, and tangible ways to be the best versions of ourselves with Jesus at the center. I promise to be your hype girl and biggest cheerleader as I share simple strategies to help you get out of your rut, eliminate distractions, and live the life you are created for. Are you ready to go beyond existing and learn how to truly live? Put your earbuds in and let's get to it, friend. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Priorities on Purpose. Today's episode is a redo. It's one that I've already recorded. If you watched a little bit of or listened to a little bit of season two, you know I had some audio issues. So I'm re-recording this in hopes that my microphone is working correctly. It's at least facing the right direction, which was part of the problem the last time. I don't know how I missed that. Yeah, so this episode is going to be me sharing a few books that have completely changed my life when it came to starting to live with intention. I'm someone who has lived my whole entire life flying by the seat of my pants. And it didn't really help me. One day I woke up and decided I didn't want to do that anymore. I wish it was that simple. It's really not. One thing after another, 1 minute after another minute. I don't know how you say that, but that's how I got here. And there's certain books that I read that gave me these ahas. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so good. Also, if you didn't know, this month is, I was going to look it up. I just realized I never looked it up. I saw where it's some kind of like month for reading. It's all about books and reading and that kind of thing. You know how like every day there's like National Donut Day, those kind of things. Well, this month's all about books. So I was like, this works really well for this. I already had this plan before I knew that. But now I'm like, yay, because this episode was supposed to be published in February. Okay, enough of me rambling. Here we go. 5 books that have completely changed my life. These are 5 books that helped me go from flying by the seat of my pants, going through the motions on autopilot, overworking, overindulging in everything. These are like, obviously, I'm not going to say the Bible. These are books that are all like the Christian books, personal development kind of spin on them, but they are all books that kind of have that Christian biblical perspective. Okay. All right. So I was trying to figure out the best way to share these. First, I was like, do I do them like most favorite to least favorite? But really, all of these books were incredibly life-changing for me. I can't say one was better than the other because in the season when I read it, it was so necessary and everything has been kind of like building blocks for me. And so I'm just going to read them from the one I read first and then the one I read next and through the years. If you followed me for a long time, some of these I have been talking about for that long. They are books that I will tell everyone about because they changed my life. I did book clubs over some of these books because, again, they changed my life and I knew it wouldn't just help me, but it would help others as well. So here are the 5 books and then we will kind of go into each one. So the first book I read, this was probably 2016, maybe even 2014. I don't remember. Anyways, it is Fervent by Priscilla Shire. That was the first book I read. I'll share more about that in a second. The second book I read was one that after I read the first cover, I actually closed the book and was like, nope, not doing this today. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. It's called Becoming Brave by Tracy Mitchell. The third book that I read was The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. The fourth book I read was Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And then lastly, but definitely not the least important, it was so good, Jesus Over Everything by Lisa Whittle. Okay, so those are the five books that we're going to talk about. And I'm going to kind of go do a little deep dive in each one and tell you some of the things and why I think you need to read them if you haven't read them. And some of them I have read more than once, starting with the first one, Fervent. I read Fervent at least twice, partly three times. And guys, I'm not somebody who rereads books. I normally will read it once and I'm done. I don't ever go back. So if I've read it more than once, it was really good. I also do that with TV shows. My mom watches Chicago reruns all the time. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I can't. I already know how it ends. It's a complete waste of time to watch the reruns. Send me a DM and let me know. Like, do you watch reruns? Do you not? Can you read a book more than once? Be interested to know that. And also your favorite books, of course. So the first one, Fervent, let's go there real quick. I pulled out some of these books. Some of them I did on Audible at the time or Scribd. If you guys don't know this, I used Audible because I thought everyone used Audible. And then someone through a book club that I did actually told me about an app called Scribd, which is now called Everand. Hang with me. I know it's an ADHD moment. Just hang with me. So Scribd, aka Everand, I think you can find them both ways. It is cheaper and it works a little bit differently. So you can get a digital version of the book. You can get the audio version of the book. You can do the study guides. Like, you can get it all. But it's more like library style where you don't actually own it. So if I stop paying for the subscription, I don't have access to it anymore. That was kind of the biggest difference I saw between Audible and Everand. The other thing, though, is Everand is unlimited. So with Audible, I felt like sometimes I read the book or listened to the book and it was done. And then I was like, okay, I got to wait for the next month or whatever so I can have a new book to download. So that's kind of the difference in why I like Scribd or Everand better. I think it's also cheaper. And again, so sometimes I want the digital version of the book. Sometimes I want the study guide. Sometimes, all the time, I normally want the audio version of the book. And so if you don't use Everand or Scribd, and I'm calling it both because it just recently made that change, but I'm pretty sure you can still find it from both. It's Scribd or Everand, E-V-E-R-A-N-D. I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes. All right. But for Fervent, I actually have the book and man, this thing is highlighted a ton. And I just wanted to read you a little bit so you have a general idea what it's about. So here's what it says. The enemy will seek to discourage you from doing everything, including prayer, dissuade you, disarm you by putting a distaste for prayer in your mouth. He wants to see you passionless, powerless, and prayerless, quiet. And because prayer is the divinely ordained mechanism that leads you into the heart and the power and the victory of Christ, he knows you'll remain defeated and undone without it, tired and overwhelmed, inching forward but mostly backward, trying to figure out why the hope and enthusiasm you feel in church doesn't follow you to the four walls you live in. So basically, this book is all about your prayer life and teaching you why prayer is so important. And the other thing that I really liked about this book is she shares, I think, 10 different ways the enemy comes after you to make you useless. She reminds you that fight you had with your husband isn't about you and your husband at all. but it is an attack on your marriage, because if you are distracted by fighting with him or it can escalate, you may not be married anymore. And that is going to cause more distractions and all of that. So it's so good. It's by Priscilla Shire and it is called Fervent. Must read. The second book on the list is Becoming Brave by Tracy Mitchell. But that book, does anyone else buy books for gifts when they're on clearance? Because I do this, or I did this, especially in my days of selling 31 and being a leader. So this is a book that I think I found like $5 book deal and I had bought it. And one day I was getting ready to go outside and watch the kids swim. And it was a beautiful day. And I had really been struggling with some things and knew God was like trying to work me through it. I went to my bookshelf and I found that book, thought, oh, what the heck? I'd probably had it for 3 years and hadn't gifted it yet. So I decided I'd just read it myself because it looked like a good book. And I remember sitting outside and I opened the page and whatever was on, like that first page, I believe, basically said, it's time for you to stop being a victim and recognize that that's not doing you any favor and it's time to forgive. Again, I don't have the book in front of me, so I honestly have no idea what that first page actually says. I just know that's what I remember hearing, seeing, reading, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, nope, not doing it. I was in the place where I was very much in the pit, feeling sorry for myself. I was very discouraged. I was playing the blame game. There were some things that had happened that wasn't my fault at all. And I was mad. I was mad at life. I was mad at God. I was mad at everything, including myself, for like allowing the circumstances to happen, even though it really had nothing to do with me. And so when I saw that and read that in the first page or two, I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. And I shut the book. I later opened the book again, obviously, and was like, okay, God, I'm ready. And I knew that this was going to be a journey of forgiveness, forgiving myself, talking to God and trusting him one more time in an act of surrender, knowing that he is good and he loves me and he loves my family and all of that. So that book was the book that I did my very first book club on, because I knew that it wasn't something only I struggle with, but it was something a lot of people struggle with. That was probably 2019, I believe. And again, that book was called Becoming Brave. All of these books will be in the show notes. So if you can't write fast enough, it's okay. The third book on my list was The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And it's by John Mark Comer. And this book I did on Audible, so I don't have the physical book here, but I'm telling you, it was just really good for, I think he was a pastor. And he talked about how like he would go for a walk with someone and they were taking a very casual pace. And he was rushing because he was so used to rushing. He rushed everywhere. He would be speeding and trying to beat the light when the light was about to turn red, when he wasn't even in a hurry to go anywhere. He was addicted to hurry. And God showed him how that was not the way that he needed to be for God to use him in the best ways. I'm paraphrasing. This was years ago. But this book, it was really good. It just reminded me that flying by the seat of my pants isn't helping me. I needed to be intentional. And also, I had started eliminating things from my life so I could pay attention instead of just filling my life with everything. So I was so busy all day long. I started eliminating some things so that I wasn't always busy. And so again, that book, I think it's a good book for everybody. I so wish I could get my husband to read that book because he does that all the time. Like he'll be passing cars left and right and be so stressed out because the car in front of him isn't going fast enough. And I'm like, what is the hurry? It's okay. We're not going anywhere. Like we're just going home. We have nothing else on the list today. It's okay. And I know it has to be causing part of his blood pressure issue stuff because he gets so stressed out about it. All right. So number four on this list is Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And I use this one as a book club book also. I'm going to read a little bit of this book as well. I have it right here in front of me. For those of you on YouTube, you can see it. It says, "Do you need rescue? Have you found yourself trapped in fear, feelings of unworthiness, rejection, loneliness, depression, isolation, restlessness, or boredom? If so, know this, God makes a way of escape. Not only that, but he promises a life of abundance, a rich life, not just escape from negative cycles. Rescue is ready and waiting for us, but so often we are unable to see a way of escape. Instead of looking up, we keep our heads down, circling the stall, wondering why our circumstances don't change. We get lost in our loops, repeat the same habits over and over, expecting different results. Insane? Yes, I'd say so." So this book really is like, I remember it being a lot about rest, rhythms of rest. I never knew that rest was productive. I thought if you're resting, you're lazy. I mean, that was kind of my mentality. So I felt a lot of shame around resting. And this book helped me see how productive rest can be and how it's absolutely necessary. It's mandatory for the life that God wants you to have. And so I call this book a how-to guide on specific strategies to reset in a healthy way, especially if you've gone through something. So I've struggled with depression. I've struggled with anxiety. I've had a lot of trauma stuff going on in my life. And so this book, when I was on autopilot and God kind of woke me up to like, you don't need to be on autopilot anymore. This book really helped me see healthy rhythms for my life. The importance of play and fun and being creative and exercising and sleeping and rest and just so many different things. So again, that book is Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And I think you guys will really enjoy that one as well. Lastly, the book on my list is one from my coach. It's probably when I first started following Lisa Whittle. The first book I read of hers, it's called Jesus Over Everything. I have it right here. Uncomplicating the Daily Struggle to Put Jesus First. So this book is really, and it's all the books that I read, like was so timely because I was coming out of a place of just struggling with a lot of legalistic thoughts, feeling guilty over every little thing. Like if I wasn't reading my Bible or ministering in some way or doing something like with worship. Everything. It was like, I wasn't living for Jesus out of love. I was living for Jesus out of obligation in some areas of my life. And so I went through a year or so of recognizing that I don't have to, I get to. This book really helped me do that. I don't have to give up alcohol. But because I recognize this conviction, which this is my stuff, I'm not saying this is yours. I don't even think it talks about it in the book, but I get to choose to not have alcohol because I love God that much and I don't want anything to get in the way. And I do believe that for me personally, alcohol is something that I would use to numb out or use as an excuse to be the version of myself that I know I actually can be without alcohol, but requires faith. So again, the book isn't about alcohol. It's actually about learning to choose real over pretty, service over spotlight, steady over hype, commitment over mood, and then holiness over freedom. And so that little piece that I just mentioned about my journey with alcohol really came from her chapter on holiness over freedom, to recognize that I am free, but free is no longer enough for me. I want to be whole and holy. I want anything. Like my word of the year this year is follow, to follow Jesus. And it's based off of Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. This is like, I feel like new territory where God has me, that I'm becoming aware of things that don't serve me, that I've allowed to continue in my life, because I'm like, it's not hurting anybody. Well, is it really not hurting anybody? Because honestly, I think it's hurting me, and it's hurting those that I am called to minister to, because I'm not at my best self. And so a little tangent there, but I love that Bible verse, Luke 9:23. It's in, I think it's in 3 of the 4 Gospels, a version of it, but it's all about just knowing that I no longer want to do what I want to do. I want to do what God wants me to do. And so while I can do a lot of things, if it's going to be a hindrance, I want no part of it. And I'm also recognizing in that it isn't, again, it's not a have to, it's a get to, and I want to. And I'm also recognizing like the boundaries are good for me. It's not like I'm not over here suffering because I'm no longer doing other things that I used to be able to do. I'm not suffering. In fact, the things that God has really called me out on during my quiet time is things that really were just getting like numbing out. Emotional eating, that's a big one that I've been turning to food instead of God. And so that's an area where God is helping me heal. I can't heal from what I'm not willing to face. And so when I'm eating emotionally, I'm eating all of my feelings, right? Am I facing those feelings or am I suppressing those feelings? I'm suppressing. And so then now it's like when those feelings start bubbling up and I want to go to chocolate or junk food or ice cream or a Big Mac or a large fry, I'm recognizing that isn't going to help me get to the root of the problem. God wants to heal me if I will allow him to. And so again, this book, Jesus Over Everything, it's so good. So those are the 5 books that I highly recommend. One more book I have for you that didn't make the final 5, but also is so good. So if you've been following me for a really long time, you probably know or have read some of the books that I've already shared. So if you've read all of those, the next book I have for you is called Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen. I had this saying, this is a quote from the book, I believe. I wrote it on my mirror in my old house and had this by my bed, because in 2020, 2021, I would even say 2022 partly, there was some times when I really struggled with the anxiety. Like God had me working through some things that were really hard. And in some of those moments, my depression and anxiety was so bad, I couldn't get out of bed. And so I wrote this on a piece of paper and I've read it on those hard days. it's going to give you an idea what the book is about. So it says, I am not a victim of my thoughts. I am a warrior equipped through Jesus to fight the biggest battle of my generation. And then there's two Bible verses I wrote down here, Romans 12:2 and Jeremiah 29:12 through 14. This book is all about the thoughts, all of the things that's going on in our head, the anxiety, all the worry and the what ifs and all of that. So again, the toxic thoughts, especially, the book Get Out of Your Head. So, so good. So that's a bonus. I couldn't choose. Okay. So you get five and one extra. And if you've already read all of those, maybe you have some other good books that I need to know about. So definitely get in my DMs on Instagram or Facebook and tell me what books you're reading, because I would love to know. I love to read. I can't even tell you how many books I'm currently reading right now. I have some on Everand, and then I have the actual book in my hand to sit outside in the sun and read. Those are the ones that if you have not listened or read those, like, highly recommend. If you are a woman who struggles with anxiety, you've been through some things, and you want to deepen your relationship with Jesus, like, if any of that makes sense to you, that's like my top six list on books that you must read. All right. That's it for this episode. Have a great week, and I hope to talk to you in my DM soon. Hey, friend, that's it for this episode. If you found value, I would love it if you could take a couple of seconds and leave me a quick review. While it may seem super simple, it is so beneficial and gives me the opportunity to help more women. Also, take a screenshot and share it on social media with your biggest aha today. Don't forget to tag me at Melissa Bat Official so we can connect. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, keep walking it out one baby step at a time, because God's got you.